totally embarrassing. I mean, we're starting to look like... Them?
Oh, hey, girls. Belly up to these buckets.
Yo, Dana. I'm going to see Ugly White Trash this weekend.
Oh, really? Visiting relatives?
No, they're a rock group. Hey, if you miss me, you can hang out in my van.
If I miss you, I'll chew off my own foot.
Well, here's a picture of me leaving.
A little something for the road. Well,
thanks.
Hello? Just a minute. Penny, phone call, some guy named Norbert.
Oh, that's your new boyfriend, Norbert Shubb, the mortician.
Hi, Norby. I'll just take this in the other room.
Hi, honey. Oh, sorry I'm late. I had car trouble again.
What, again? Oh, come on now, Carol. I don't like you driving around in that old clunker anymore. I think it's time that you... Well, that you got yourself a new car.
Oh, I don't need a new car.
Yes, you do. That car is not safe for you. It's not safe for the kids.
Oh, I don't know. Buying a car is a big deal. It's a major life decision.
Listen, I can get you a great deal down at Fenske Motors. Now, it's your decision. I don't want to put any pressure on you. Car, car,
car,
car,
car,
car,
car,
car, car, car, car, car.
Okay, we'll go, but we'll just look.
Okay, now here's the plan. You pick out a car you like, and then just kind of step aside and let Mel and I hash out the deal.
What a cool car!
Yeah, when I get my license, the chicks will be crawling all over me in this.
As opposed to what's crawling all over you now?
Boy, did we wake up on the wrong side of the litter box this morning.
Hey, is that Lambert, huh?
Well, last time we went fishing, all he caught was a cold.
Well, Fenske, at least I caught something.
Yeah. Oh, big one! Big one! Watch out!
Hi, Mel Fenske.
Oh, Mel, sorry. This is Carol, my wife.
Well, you're kidding me. I thought she was your daughter. Oh, well. I see you have got your eye on this little four-wheel drive number.
Yeah, well, it's okay, but we're just looking.
Hey, well, you better look fast. This one's hotter than Madonna. Can't even keep these on the lot, huh? Ooh, watch out.
Carol, did you hear that? We're going to have to move fast. Now, watch and learn. We'll take it.
Wait a minute. How much is it?
Well, that would be right here on the sticker.
Yeah. Well, okay. Nice talking with you, Mel. Let's go, Frank. I told you he can beat that other guy's price.
What other guy?
Wait. Mel Fenske can beat any price in town.
Yeah? Can you beat $1,500 under sticker?
Hey, last time I got held up, the guy was wearing a ski mask, huh?
Mel? Am I wrong? Am I wrong, or are those cars out there? Unsold cars. You know, the sign says car sales. Maybe it should say car parking.
You're not really his wife, are you? You're from the main office, right?
Okay, let's go.
No, wait. Kidding. Okay, you got a deal. Let's wrap this up while I still got my shirt. Real pleasure meeting you.
Carol, you are wonderful.
Me.
Come on, Scarlett. Let's buy ourselves another buggy.
Wow, what a cool car. Is it yours?
Well, not yet. Not until tomorrow.
Well, I'm free tomorrow night. Do you want to go out for a burger or something?
Sure.
Great. You can pick me up in your new car.
Well, I'm putting in a sound system, and it might take a while to install those 182 speakers.
No car are no dates.
Pick you up at 8.
So what time are Penny and Norbert coming over for dinner?
About 7, Mom. Norbert's working late. He has to bury Dossie Phipps.
Oh, did she die?
I hope so.
Look at all the food. What's the occasion?
Penny and her new beau, Norbert Chubb, are joining you and me for dinner tonight.
Honey, I don't want to eat with Norbert Chubb.
Why?
Well, he's a mortician. He gives me the creeps.
Penny likes them, and that's what's important.
Carol, he touches dead people all day.
Good, then Penny will seem so much more lifelike.
Look in your hand, Penny.
Oh, I guess I'm just nervous. Where's Frank?
I sent him to Pearson's to get ice cream.
Ice cream? I forgot the ice cream.
Penny, Frank is getting the ice cream.
Right.
Mom, where's the toolbox? JT's been in the bathroom so long, I'm gonna take the door off.
In the beauty shop, under the sink.
Appetizers.
Where are you going?
Out.
With who? Cher?
Well, if you're so smart, why don't you figure it out?
Oh, this is gonna be tough. Let's see. You must have a date because you finally took a shower. You reek of cheap aftershave, which means you wanted to think you shave, which means you wanted to think you're older. And you just took the keys to Mom's new car. I'd like to solve the puzzle now. You have a date and you're picking her up in Mom's new car. Johnny, tell her what she's won.
A little louder, Dana.
This is great, Pinhead. You don't even have a license.
Oh, you're gonna rat on me, aren't you?
I could. But where's the fun? I think I'm gonna let you take the car.
Ah, you think I'm gonna screw up, don't you?
I have no doubt. And when you do, there's no telling the hours of pleasure I will derive from your punishment. Who knows? You could end up in military school.
Oh, I'm shaking in my boots.
Buckle up. More shrimp, anyone?
Oh, don't mind if I do. So, Penny, are you weighing my offer?
An offer? Oh, what offer is that?
Norby asked me to work part-time at the mortuary doing nails and comb-outs.
Penny, don't expect tips. We get a lot of stiffs.
Can you believe he's always like this?
I can. Oh, nice job of divaning, Carol. Say, Frank, we're having a end-of-the-year casket sale, you know, making room for the 92s. Have you given any thought to where you'll be spending eternity?
You mean this isn't it?
No, but has anybody ever told
Frank,
you?
Frank, could you talk with me in the kitchen for a minute?
Yes.
I wonder what they're going to do in the kitchen.
Nothing we can't do here.
Robert Chubb is our guest. Can't you at least be polite?
Polite? Honey, we invited him to dinner and he just tried to sell me a casket.
It's like he's sitting there waiting for me to die.
Frank, I understand, but all I am asking is for 2 hours out of your life. 2 hours. Now, I know that Norbert can be a teeny bit irritating, but he does have a quality I've never seen in a man.
What?
He likes my sister.
Well, then let's party.
Ha ha ha!
is this?
Having a good time, Frank?
Oh, the best. Now, do your dad a big favor. Go out there and talk to Norby just for a minute.
No way, Dad.
I'll give you $1,000.
Nah.
Don't look at me, Frank. Here's the coffee.
Why me?
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Bad date? It's the car, isn't it? What happened? A ding? A dent? What?
Stolen.
Stolen? Mom's brand new car? Stolen? Oh, it doesn't get any better than this.
I'm dead.
Well, you're in luck. There's an undertaker in the living room.
Dana! I've been looking all over for you.
Well, you found me. Now it's your turn to hide.
Conan, you gotta help me. I drove Carol's car to the burger barn, and now it's gone.
No way! The burger barn's gone? Dude, I'm gonna miss those curly fries.
Not the burger barn. Carol's car. Somebody stole it.
Who?
I don't know who. That is why it's stolen. Cody, you gotta help me find it.
No problem, cuz. I'll find those wheels. The code man can find anything. Oh, my chicken. I've been looking all over for this.
Let's see. You're in deep trouble, and he's your only hope. This just keeps getting better and better.
They're all fascinating. But if I had to pick a favorite organ, I'd have to go with the liver. Oh, it's the most embalming fluid, and it goes down a flight of stairs like a slinky. Was it something I said?
Who cares?
Frank, Carol, I can't take one more second of Captain Casket in there.
I can't stand him either. Let's get rid of him.
Did you say let's get rid of him?
As quickly as possible.
God, I love you. Listen, Norbert, Penny, we're going to have to call it a night because Carol's not feeling well.
Oh, what's the matter?
She has a terrible stomach ache. It's a headache, actually. It's shooting up and down through. We're going to have to give her to bed, that's all, okay? Come on.
Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for a lovely evening. Hope you feel better, Carol. Not Frank, you give me a call.
Anybody seen Cody?
No, pal, I haven't seen him.
Aunt Penny, you're leaving? Norbert can't go without seeing Mom's new car.
New car? Oh, I'd love to see that.
Dad, I have to tell you something. I drove the car.
What? What? You drove Mom's new car? Mom, I forget. Does JT have a license?
Hey, everybody. Say, Carol, you gotta be more careful where you park your car. I almost ran into it. In the driveway.
In the driveway? What was my car doing in the driveway?
That's what I was trying to tell you. I drove the car out of the garage and washed it.
You what?
I'm sorry I didn't ask permission, Carol. I know I did wrong.
Is so sweet, JT.
Well, let's
car.
You should have nailed me when you had the chance.
Oh, there she is.
Carol, that looks like your old car.
Where's my old car?
You brought back Carol's old car?
Where's my new one?
You got a new one?
Cool. JT, I think you better explain yourself.
Okay. See, I met this really hot girl at the car dealership, and she said she wouldn't go out with me unless I picked her up in Carol's new car.
What?
You don't even have a license, pal.
That's not even the bad part. While we were at the burger bar, somebody stole Carol's car.
What? It was stolen? My brand new car is stolen? Frank,
yeah, Carol, what are we... Carol, I'll take care of this. Penny, Norby, would you excuse us?
Oh, sure. Thanks for a wonderful evening, guys.
Come on, honey. Let's drive by the emergency room and see if I have to work tomorrow.
Look, dude, that's what it was doing at the used car lot. I thought they stole this car. Hey, wait a minute. I just stole this car. I better go turn myself in. Hey, maybe there's a reward, huh?
Frank, I think we should call the police.
Carol, that won't be necessary. While I was out getting the ice cream tonight, I saw JT drive up to the burger barn. The car wasn't stolen. I took it. It's in the garage.
Why'd you do that?
To teach you a lesson, pal.
Here it comes. I've been waiting for this moment ever since JT took the car.
You mean you knew JT took my car and you didn't tell me about it?
I was torn. I felt a certain loyalty to my beloved stepbrother.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's go. Come on. We're going to discuss the punishment for being an accessory to the crime.
Boy, that Dana sure is a troublemaker, huh, Dad?
Don't push it, JT.
Sorry, Dad. This was a biggie, wasn't it?
Ooh, it ranks right up there. Listen, son, I know you really wanted to date this girl, but if she only wanted you for your car, was it worth it?
Well, no, I guess not.
Son, you could have really gotten hurt. Or you could have hurt somebody else. Now, I know it's difficult when you're only 15, but you've got to start using your head.
I will, Dad.
Oh, this isn't over yet, JT. Did you say something in there about washing Carol's new car?
Dad, it's brand new. It doesn't even have a speck of dirt on it.
And it's not going to. Because for the next 6 months, you're going to wash it every Saturday night.
Saturday night? That's date night.
Hey, I'm just getting started. There are 6 other days in the week. Now, Sunday morning, you're going to bright and early and change the dirt and all the house plants.